this Allah has kept it such a way that you won't know till you go in the qabr, that what was accepted, what was rejected. How many of your namazes were made, how many of theirs were rejected, you won't know till you get into the qabr. So this is one important, the same, this is what is the essence of jamaat work also. Immediately he appointed him to somebody to learn Quran Sharif. That just carrying on in the tide, and everyone thinks you're a big buzzard, but you don't know how to read Quran also. Right? So there are so many people who don't know how to read Quran Sharif, and they are shy to come forward. So even in that, you'll hardly hear. You'll hear the sounds of eating, the sounds of the cutlery, the plates, the dishing out. You'll hear all other sounds. But Allah's zikr is not there, which is the most important thing. So we should read our Bismillah also. In between eating, get a habit of reading Allahumma lakal hamd for food. Really, what big messes don't we make? How big gunas don't we make? We are not deserving of one drop of water also. Alhamdulillah alladhi saqani azban furatan bi rahmatihi. What a dua we are taught. We are not deserving of one drop of food, of water. I see no one reads Bismillah, he said. And he says, I see that when while eating, nobody says Alhamdulillah. So I say, I tell them, if you don't like my few food, read La Hawla wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. But read something. You're not reading anything. If you don't like my food, read La Hawla wa La Quwwata. But read something. Unfortunately, what is called Da'awat-e-Sulaymani. Da'awat-e-Sulaymani is that in the whole sea, he put one locust. And he says he has food now, meat and soup. The one locust for everyone, who's going to get a share in there? So today, before it was like that, in your food, especially in the end, Allahu Akbar. Everyone by nature, if you have kept your roza, you want to now sit at home with your family, have a nice meal. They sacrifice all that and they are feeding our guests here. Sehri time, who doesn't want to sleep? Sleep overpowers you. You get up, and when you get up, then your time will be given when we should go for our iftari. So be there on that time, eat, finish, and then you come back again, and then you make your wabin. If you carry on with your wabin here, now you are holding them up. A group of person out of 50% went down to eat, other 50% didn't come. Now they have to wait for them. So if we all go one time, used to have 3 days programs, 2 days on Hajj, 1 day on Umrah. Finish again, 2 days Hajj, 1 day Umrah. Again finish, 2 days Hajj, because the people keep on changing. New people are coming all the time. And his bayans and were very, very practical. Very practical. So after studying so many kitabs and preparing properly, now that whole no dua and no getting to Muzdalif also, fight has started there. So how beautifully explained. You get into the bus and make your dua in the bus. You are still in Muzdalifah, Arafat, you haven't gone out. And the government won't allow one bus to go before sunset. Then they sound one cannon, so that we are not only good Muslims, but we are making so much effort for deen, in whichever field it may be. In Darul Ulooms, in Tabligh work, Khanqa work. But if we insist still in the basics, we are still very, very weak, very weak. Like so much so that even our Bismillah is not still in place. Our Alhamdulillah, dua the hadith. And in fact, Allahu Akbar, we usually used to say that our Shaykh says, don't eat for free. When you ate, you must pay now. Then MashaAllah, Maulana Musa Qazi found a hadith to that effect. That the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ate at one Sahabi's place. After eating, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, pay now. Tashiya amal will come. First, there must be wujud-e-amal. Hazrat Maulana Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali says that ikhlas will come very late. First, that there be existence of amal. If there is no amal, where are you going to put ikhlas? Shaitan, what he tells us, first thing, ikhlas. But if there is no amal, where you in your first baby or the first time you became grandfather, your grandchild, and how happy you are, this baby in my hand. Miracle of Allah in your hand, which Allah has put. Before you enjoy that biryani, that baby, whatever, think of Allah. Who gave me this biryani? Who gave me this baby? That little baby with the small little two south fingers, that is also a sunnah. We eat with two hands. And we don't leave our way of eating. If there are three samosas in the plate, one is in our mouth. The second one is in our hands. And the third one, in our eyes. And our poor friend, nothing for him. We should.
So there are some brothers who will be sitting for the full 29 days, 30 days from Ramadan. And their intention is to sit completely. So just to make intention now that we are sitting for 30 days. And we should ensure we do not go out of the boundaries for even 1 second.
But all that gunas which are of the heart, and they are the more severe gunas. But Allah Ta'ala's kalam is kalami mu'ajiz. It's ijaz in Allah's kalam. Allah, that was more important, but Allah did not refer to it first. Allah first referred to zahirul ithm, the outward guna. Because it is possible, madrasa, the ustad asked one student to stand up, are you a Muslim? Yes. How do you know you are Muslim? My name is Ismail. So he told him, sit down. You are by name Muslim. Another one, he asked him, stand up. Oh, you are a Muslim? Yes. How do you know you're a Muslim? I eat meat. To gosh khawa waro Musliman. You're just a Muslim of... The Quran is meant to teach it, to propagate it. And the warasatul anbiya, the ulama-i kiram, that is their duty. Not only that we learned Nazra, we did Tajweed, then we did Hifz also, then we did Qiraat also, we did Tafsir also, and now we sit with that knowledge by ours. But today that 5% is looked at 100%. It's not 100%, it is far, far from 100%. So, if you can understand what I'm trying to get to, as ulama, when we have acquired the knowledge, then it is our duty to bring it to the masses, to propagate it, to inculcate it and let it come in. Of those girls, she says almost all of them from a very elite area, rich people, elite suburb area, and most of them got atheistic ideas. Though they are called by Muslims, they're living in Muslims' names, we're accepted as Muslims, but their beliefs are gone way out. They are just like atheists. You know, his friends brought this to our attention. The father might be just also like ducking and diving, just acting as if he doesn't know what's happening. Or maybe he doesn't know really. Or maybe he knows. But this is the condition. Right in our homes today, the enemy is not sitting quiet. They have made such efforts. Right in Makkah, answer to Darwin's theory of evolution, there are many. One beautiful answer is which our Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali used to give, that if in the history of monkeys, one monkey could become a human being, then in all the history, why didn't a second monkey also become a human being? He says, in York Kruger National Park, there are millions of monkeys. As it is written in the book, as though this is gospel truth. We met one young man in the capital of Chile, is it San Diego? And we were talking, Muslim man, he's studying history in university. So I asked him, since you're studying history from thing, and that I might know, I don't know what I'm talking, but many, many of our youngsters and these girls, the same lady says with regard to those girls that she's teaching, that one was going for a soccer tournament, girls playing soccer. And then she tried to explain to the mother, another girl also. Students, if we have to check in your bags, how many of you have got your jeans, etc., have got your t-shirts, etc., while in madrasa, it's nice, you're wearing kurta, you're wearing topi, and even amama, and even you look very pious. But in the meantime, what is kept in the bags, etc.? That is what our students here, how many students are like that? And then, so, but that is only for that 1 minute. And the minute he turns his back, he takes the topi and he throws it away. They bring the little girls to make salam, and they got the mother's burqa on, which is also oversized, so big burqa covering the whole face and everything. But it's only for, and then the TV, one place we went to in one country. So while we are talking, and this is important to understand. Today we say a lot of effort of deen is taking place. But what is this effort? The effort is islah of the people. How the lives of people must change and come towards deen. Call it tablighi mehnat, call it the mehnat of ilm, call it the mehnat of the khanqa. But what is it really? It's what we have to do today. So in short, today, generally, previously in the a student who graduated, today if a student graduates, alhamdulillah, still the vast majority are involved in some deeni work, whatever it is. Imamat or teaching, maktab or darul uloom, whatever it is, some type of deeni work. A very, very great person who was in Ajmer. Today all bid'at and all wrong things are taking place, uras and all wrong things are taking place at his qabr. But he was a man not from India. His ustad, his sheikh, send him there for the islah of the people. And go there and make fikr that deen must come in the lives of the people. And how it influences a person. This we can't understand, but the enemies have understood this. That what whose literature you read, even if he writes in favor of Islam, like Orientalists, who are not Muslims, but they write, many of them have written in favor of Islam, but that Islam won't come in your life, what that writer is on that side. So whose duty is this? And then generally our Muslim people, if those who are called pious, it is just because we got a topi, beard and kurta, but that doesn't make you pious. Many of us, just because we got that, but what is inside the heart, that is something else. And also if we don't take it that we are really somebody and all must call us Hazrat and all must call us this and that. No, they realize, they get surprised people are praising me. They chase them away, but how come, what's wrong with the people? Aap itminan rakhe dil o jaan se duaye tarqiyat zahira aur batina kar raha hoon. Be content. Won't you cast your nazar on me? Won't you look at me? Kya meri faryad khali jayegi? Will my complaint and my dua go empty? No, Allah will listen. Whether it's 2 o'clock at night or whether it's 12 o'clock, busy time in the shops and in the offices, but Allah is there all the time. We just have to turn to Him, and you don't have to go on the musalla.
It's taking place in Newcastle. So I'm a request to all brothers to participate, to come, inshallah. Join, we can get started together, get other people together, make some effort and come together inshallah. We should also make, first the most important thing, to make dua for the jalsa, and secondly to make effort ourselves physically to call some people, invite other people and bring them also. إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
If we will keep on making this dua, اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان.
الله إلا الله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله.
المتقين إماما. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين.
If it look here, karo. Diwar jawabani gela chhe. Koi achli humber to. No, no, no. It isn't. We must say, but learn to say it in the right way. For that reason, we have to stay in the company of the ulama. And alhamdulillah, I had the opportunity. So much I saw my share. Different situation, different types of people. How he handles every situation. You can't just use the same stick. Value of time, of akhirat, our eternal life, and iman, and how to prepare, and the inside qualities to develop. Of them. We have to have knowledge of deen, then we have to have our amal and actions also, namaz, roza, etc. But then our niyat, sincerity also must be right. There must be humbleness if we